Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 295 co-main event for the heavyweight title. Very exciting. Tom Aspinall taking on Sergey Pavlovich. Now, of course, this is a very, very exciting fight. And this is the new wave of heavyweights. Very, very unfortunate that Jones is out. I'm always a big fan of John Jones. I always want to see him compete, especially at full health, because he is a very special martial artist. I'm disappointed for Stipe as well because, of course, you know, time's getting on a little bit and I don't know how many more fights he's got left in his future. And if it's just one, I want the John Jones one, of course, and I want it sooner rather than later. For me, this just kind of expedites things, because when you remove Jones and you remove Miocic, these are the guys. This is the future of the heavyweight division. Tom Aspinall, Sergey Pavlovich. Two huge, terrifying individuals. They both move very well. They've both got tremendous finishing capabilities. And this, you know, this is the kind of fight where, and a lot of the heavyweights, if you look at heavyweights, they generally start to flourish, a lot of them, later on in their career. Like, you look at an Overeem or someone like that. Like, a lot of experience is an advantage at heavyweight. And these guys are both, you know, I mean, they're both quite young in their careers still. I mean, Aspinall's what, 30, and Pavlovich is 31. Like, we've still potentially, of course, if they look after themselves, we've still potentially got another like 10 years worth of competition in these, certainly another good quality 5 years. So don't be surprised if we see them run this one back a couple of times. And you could run it 10 times and you're going to get different outcomes, in each different fight, just because of, well, certainly the diversity of Tom Aspinall's game and the variety of different things, different problems he can present to Pavlovich. But also, you know, what depth have we got in Pavlovich's game? We saw him struggle against Overeem. I'm sure that that's something that he's going to have fixed. I'm sure that the things that he's bolstered around his game to support his boxing and his footwork are going to be all the things that are going to be tested in the fight with Tom Aspinall. But he stops everybody in the first round, so we've not really seen it. And that's really what I'm most interested in this fight. I want to see both of these guys pushed into places where they've not been before. And I think that's where we're going to really start to learn about the depth of their ability and their character. I think both of them are tremendously tough individuals. But I also think that at this point in their career, with the run that they've had, not meeting a great deal of adversity, certainly of late, I think we're going to see areas of their game that we're going to see that are going to be obvious that they're going to need work on. And I don't know which side that's going to be. I don't know whether we're going to see a very kind of dominant, aggressive center control from Pavlovich, where he forces Aspinall up against the fence and keeps stepping in with his big power punches and defending all takedowns. Or I don't know whether we're going to see Tom Aspinall working from angles and at a speed where Pavlovich looks a little out of his depth. I can see both of those possibilities. I'm also interested to see what happens on the ground, because I lean towards Tom Aspinall based on, I mean, he's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. He's trained by his father. You can imagine he's had a lot of really good information downloaded into him over the many years that he's been, training and competing. So I expect more surprises from the grappling game of Tom Aspinall. And I do think that's something he should and probably will lean on in this fight to gain the advantage. Let's do a quick tale of the tape. So, UFC stats. Sergey Pavlovich, 18-1. Tom Aspinall, 13-3. Of course, slightly more experience there for Pavlovich. Tom Aspinall with a 2-inch height advantage. Sergey Pavlovich with a 6-inch reach advantage. It's got a big old broad back and shoulders on the boy, and he walks people down and utilizes those nice long straight punches. This is where Tom Aspinall's speed can potentially be nullified, because he's going to have to be sharper so he's not beaten to the punch by the longer range fighter. 2 inches in height, it is neither here nor there, I think, at heavyweight. I only think it really plays in when you're dealing with, 5-6 inches in height difference at this stage. Like, that 2 inches is not going to be very consequential, especially because Tom has a longer stance and has more of a bounce in it. It's more going to be about his ability to be overbearing. If we do see Pavlovich trying to close him down, it's going to be easier for Pavlovich to get that head position with that couple of inches difference in height. But then at the same time, Tom Aspinall can then, utilize his head position better from a distance if he's the one pressuring into the fence. Yeah. Okay, striking statistics, of course, we're basing this on a very short amount of fight time. Sergei Pavlovich's fight average is 2 minutes and 23 seconds compared to Tom Aspinall at 2:19. Both of these guys get their work done very quickly. So I'm interested to see where their gas tank goes, if it goes later, who's going to be tested, and where they're going to be tested, where they're going to look to struggle. Like, I would, if I'm Tom Aspinall coming into this one, I would feel like I just need to stay mobile, because the way that Pavlovich fills the space in front of his opponents, as well as the diversity of his punching attack, if you find yourself in that range, he's going to be able to find something that's going to hit you. And we know he's got power, so you really want to avoid taking as many shots as possible, even on your guard. You don't know what's going to get through. Something that he uses really well is that kind of rear uppercut through the guard. He used it against Blades. He used it against Abdurakhimov. And if Aspinall finds himself caught up against the fence, he's got to watch which direction he moves, because those angles are going to be closed with power punches. The other thing that Tom Aspinall can use as well, which I do think that Pavlovich is going to expect, is that level change. Like, Tom Aspinall is very fast for a heavyweight. He moves through range very quickly, and he's very smooth in his transitions from striking to grappling. I do feel like that's something that, even if he throws it out there on the table in the opening round, even if he goes, right, I could force a grappling exchange here, he's going to make Sergey a little bit less aggressive on the front foot. I also think, of course, damaging that lead leg is going to be a big key for Tom Aspinall. And we saw Cage Warriors, the kicking ability of Tom Aspinall. Was it Sofyan Boukicou snapped his leg? Kind of, ooh. You were right behind it, weren't you? Have you got, yeah. Have you got that? Do you know where that is? Yeah, we should chuck that in here somewhere. Turn away right now if you don't want to see something squeamish. There you go. I feel like there's a lot more variety in Tom Aspinall's game, and I think we'll see that the longer the fight goes. Because of that, because of his speed and because of his ability to move through range from kicking to punching to clinch work, I feel like he's going to be able to play with that range a lot better, whereas Pavlovich has to kind of move himself through the kicking range but not get so far into the clinch that he's going to get tied up and allow Aspinall to start to grapple. Okay. So as I was saying, all of these statistics are based on, you know, an average fight time of just over 2 minutes. They do work very, very quickly. We'll go a bit further into their records in a second, but just based on this, we've got 8.72 strikes landed per minute for Pavlovich and 7.65. So a higher volume for Pavlovich, but that's because once he hits you with one clean shot, usually there's five or six to follow, and then that's the fight over. So that stat is going to be quite high. But if you look at the striking accuracy, this is where Tom Aspinall starts to take over. Striking accuracy and striking defense are both on Tom Aspinall's side. And one thing I will say about Pavlovich, although he is very good at closing people down, he does leave himself open quite regularly for the right hand. I'm trying to remember whether it was Abdurakhimov or Curtis Blaydes that kept pinging him with that. I think it was Abdurakhimov. I'll have to watch it back. As he was closing him down, he seemed to be walking onto the right hand, and he took three clean, like happily took them to close the range down. But this is where he could underestimate Tom Aspinall's lethality in that range, because I do feel like Tom can match Pavlovich for punching power. And I do feel like if he connects cleanest first, then Aspinall can put Pavlovich away, you know, quite comfortably with one punch, which is, you know, same can be said for both of these guys. All of the grappling statistics are on Tom Aspinall's side, but it is worth noting 75% takedown defense for Pavlovich. We saw him just kind of shake off that takedown attempt from Curtis Blaydes, which came kind of late for me. It was almost like he'd backed himself into a corner where he had to level change, and then when he did it, he didn't do it with full confidence. Something that we're going to see from Tom is whatever he does it with confidence. He does it with the belief that it's absolutely going to work, because almost all the time it does. And he also he's got a very kind of, he always seems very relaxed, but he's got a very high fight IQ. So I would imagine that in those scenarios where he tries something and it fails, he immediately goes, this is why it's failed. This is how I can fix it for next time. And he plugs the gap. You know, I feel like his ability to recover psychologically is going to be important in this fight if he's under pressure, which of course he's going to be if Pavlovich gets his way. Just having a quick look at their records. So Sergey Pavlovich is on a really good streak. He came into the UFC undefeated, 12-0. He lost to Overeem in his UFC debut, and this is where I feel like that gap will be plugged. Takedown defense absolutely will be plugged, but of course, he's going to have to bolster his ground scrambling as well, getting back to his feet, scrambling safely, making sure he's not giving his back, making sure he's not leaving his neck hanging out there. You know, these are all things that Aspinall could definitely be latching onto if there is a scramble. Even if he's able to take Pavlovich down, that scramble back to his feet, of course, could be very detrimental. So this is something I definitely think he's worked on. But, you know, you look at his fights since then. We've got a list of first-round finishers. Gome, Maurice Green, Abdurakhimov, Derek Lewis, Taito Avassa, Curtis Blaydes. We've not really seen him be challenged a great deal. So it's going to be interesting to see whether he can be forced into that range and if he has plugged those gaps in his game that we saw exposed against Overeem. I mean, I think this one could be quite a back and forth fight in the opening, and I think that Tom's going to have to test the range of Pavlovich to see what his like hair trigger shots are, see if he's looking to counter with a straight right, or see if he's looking for that screw punch, or if he's got a check hook that he's looking to throw. Like, these are all things that Tom can kind of smoke out of him with a bit of footwork and see if he can draw those things out. But then reminding him that there could potentially be a grappling exchange as well might just give him a bit more time to set up his own attacks before Pavlovich starts to steam forward. Both of these guys, first round finishers. If it does go past the first round, I mean, Pavlovich has been five rounds once in his career, and that was on Fight Nights Global, which was back in 2017. Since then, every single one of his fights has been a first-round finish. He's had a couple of three-rounders back in the day, but five rounds one time. Tom Aspinall, I don't believe, has ever been five rounds. He's been in the second round twice, three times, and he's 1-2 past the first round. So again, you know, the longer this fight goes, if you look at it statistically, the longer this fight goes, the more it's going to suit Pavlovich because he has been into those championship rounds at least once before. But then at the same time, I think styles certainly will determine who will have more gas in the tank towards the end of the fight. And if Aspinall can get out of the gates early and start setting up those takedowns and using his feints well, I certainly think he can put Pavlovich on the back foot where he'll start to run out of gas quicker. And, you know, punching air is also very valuable. For Pavlovich, it's all about controlling the center, taking Aspinall's movement away and closing him down so you don't have to be dealing with that speed all night. And if someone's backed up against the fence and you can start to consider and use your own feints, you can determine which direction they're likely to move in. So you can start setting up your punches, your uppercuts, based on their reactions. A really interesting heavyweight fight. I'm looking forward to this one. Have I done everything, Jamie? Done Taylor the Tape, haven't I? Oh, I'm excited for this one. I mean, I'm disappointed that Jones is off the card, but, you know, like I said, like, you remove these two guys, you know, in 12 months' time, and Pavlovich and Tom Aspinall are two of the top heavyweights, potentially with Almeida joining them up there as well with his win over Derek Lewis. Although that could have been, you know, more impressive. I feel like he could have finished him. I do. But, you know, this new crop of heavyweights that are coming through, these are the two leaders of the pack, but there's some very interesting individuals in the mix. All right. Enjoy these fights, and I'll see you next time.